Now, we should have some sound up there in front of you, right?
Yes, I do.
I want to talk about cholera. Specifically, we have... the browser's talked about it a little bit today.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to hear... Does this remind you of anything? The old theme song to the Oregon Trail video games from back in the day? Here it comes. Sign up. See if you can get enough... See if you can shoot enough buffalo as you're going along. We all played this... Well, not we all, but a lot of us played this game.
But inevitably, you face an outbreak.
Yeah, of some sort. And there were a handful. Somebody texted in and said cholera wasn't on Oregon Trail. Look it up. Cholera, smallpox, typhoid, and dysentery, all part of some of the demises you could reach, among many things, right? Just starvation, not having enough water... remember you'd see those things, you'd move along and say, bad water, bad water, bad water, dad has died, right?
Yeah.
And I think that two people exhibiting symptoms of cholera here in Salt Lake City, oh, this song was so bad. It's just like that MIDI music that doesn't have any sort of like...
doctors say that they're doing really well, but they say that they're not a risk to the general public.
Let me read something that Nicholas Rupp with the Salt Lake County Health Department actually says about this. This is at 613 here, there, Ethan. The health department, they give the latest on the cholera situation. So, like, so do we not have those?
Hold on a second.
58631? No. Cholera 1 maybe. No.
No. No. No. I've
just
got
the Oregon Trail.
I've got the Oregon Trail.
I think we forgot to.
No,
well,
I'm sure I've got it. I'm sure I've got it here.
Here, I'm going to give you a couple numbers. You ready? 58613 and then 14. So you look those up for a second. And I just think it's interesting because today, as we talk about these things, and cholera is, I mean, they're suspected. They're sending them off to the CDC for actual confirmation, but you don't see this. They say it's so rare in the United States because our water systems are so clean, you only see this usually in Southeast Asia, Africa, Haiti. If you've seen it in Haiti, it's not good, but they said that eating shellfish that's harvested off the coast, especially, and this is what the Salt Lake County Health Department actually had to say about it, specifically Nicholas Rupp with the Salt Lake County Health Department.
The Salt Lake County Health Department is currently investigating two cases of suspected cholera. We have lab samples that we've sent to the CDC for confirmation, so we don't know for certain if it is cholera or not, but they are classified as suspected.
So classified as suspected. It also says it will take about a week for the CDC to get back to them with the results. And they're talking to the people who actually might have had cholera about where they've been in the past few weeks in the meantime. But they're obviously sort of hampered a little bit by, you know, people's medical privacy, things like that.
As part of our epidemiology investigation, we go through everywhere the patients have eaten, where they've been in the last several weeks, if they've traveled or not, if they've eaten certain types of foods.
What about duck blood with
watermelon,
in it?
I heard it's an amazing delicacy in some parts of the world.
That's how grandma preserved the fruits, to have such delicate flavors, Ethan.
You'd be amazed that kind of the bitterness, bitter metallic flavor with the sweet watermelon.
I want to say something. Mm. Cholera is not contagious. Okay? You can only get it from certain shellfish and unfiltered water and Oregon Trail. Mm. Okay?
Well, stay away from Oregon Trail.
I can't tell you how many times.
I know. This is a staple of your childhood. I actually never really played this.
You didn't shoot the buffalo and stuff?
Well, that was part of a generation
of
kids.
You shot 6,000 pounds of buffalo meat. You can only carry 100 back to the ship.
Well,
back to the wagon.
I was part of a generation that was still expected to read about the pioneers on the Oregon Trail versus playing a video game instead.